Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Danielle Baines, who's the founder and CEO of DB2 Consulting out of Southern California, my backyard. Danielle, can you believe it? For 17 years, we've focused on our core purpose at New Leaf of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered what would be your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best. But please do start, though, by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Danielle, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
All right. Awesome. Thank you so much, Paul. Super happy and excited to be here today. DB2 Consulting is a firm that helps leaders lead better through by maintaining their authenticity, right? So we do this through our approaches with offering leadership development workshops, training courses, as well as organizational development practices. DB2, we focus on the person, the people, they're the most important thing, right? So two aspects. So when we focus on the person, we focus on the growth of them, right? Allowing them to reach their personal as well as professional goals. And then also we pivot and we focus on the organization, right? So we want the organization to also achieve their business objectives, but also through their most important assets, which are their people. So we help leaders lead better through all of these different avenues and allowing them to upskill and to just grow and to just be better individuals to be able to pass that along to others.
Excellent. So what would be your top tips, Danielle, on helping people and organizations be their best from your experience?
Oh man, I could talk for hours on this. Okay. So if I were to give some best practices around people and organizational development, best practices on how to be better, one would be from a people perspective to prioritize your development, right? I would say the best leaders are always learning. And oftentimes, you know, professional development may not be offered through your organization that you work for, but it's important to seek out new knowledge, to stay abreast in as to what's going on in your field. Always just keep your brain sharp. And then the second thing for people would be communication. Mm. Communicate your needs, your wants, your desires, right? So many times we get burned out from the work that we do, but we're so passionate about it that we're always trying to juggle multiple things, right? But when you communicate your needs, your wants, and your desires, it helps you speak things into your realm that's going to be beneficial for you to keep going on. When you look at it from an organization perspective on some best practices there, one would definitely be to help leaders lead better. So that's our motto with DB2, is to help leaders lead better. Well, what does that look like? Oftentimes organizations don't know. They promote managers and they're great at what they do. They know their job. They're very, very well in producing numbers, right? But the people aspect is so important. And that's kind of what's lacking. And so how do you do that? You allow people to be their authentic selves by creating that psychological safety, right? So there's four parts to psych safety. We won't get into that. But when you create that sphere for people to challenge the status quo, to want to give and their ideas, it also contributes to the bottom line. And you're also helping them lead better because you're giving them this space to learn more. So if I were to sum up everything, it would be from a people prioritizing and communicating their needs, wants, and desires, and their professional development, putting that at the forefront. And from an organizational perspective, to help leaders lead better by creating that psych safety, those would be my key aspects that I would want to share today.
That's brilliant. Thanks so much, Danielle. I really love the clarity and the conciseness and the real pragmatism around what you just shared there. And just a message out to the subscribers to keep an eye on the website, on the events page for the free events that we have, or most of them are free events during the course of the year. Danielle, it's been a real pleasure to catch up with you again. Could I offer you I know you're only down the street from it, but could I offer you a virtual high five?
Absolutely. Bring it on.
Thanks, Danielle.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.